Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back, and I'm excited to be back. I love speaking to all of my people, and I want to say first, thank you to all of my listeners, all of my followers. I really appreciate you. And as for the troublemakers, the ones that listen in to see if I'm going to say anything to irritate them, the ones that want to see what I'm talking about, period, the ones that's trying to figure me out, that means snoopers, you can kiss my ass. Okay, I said it. We always go into real talk, but first I want to say, people, if something is irritating you, aggravating you, angering you, don't look at it. Don't listen to it. You're wasting time, precious time out of your life. Life is too short for bull crap. That's the first thing I would like to say. Okay, the second thing is, we're moving into real talk, I'm letting you know. The second thing is, don't pick fights. You may pick a fight with somebody that's not going to physically hurt you. You know, people don't have to touch you to hurt you. Don't go around talking about people because you don't know who's listening. That's right. You don't know who's listening into you. And you don't know who they know. You don't even know what they do. So my best advice on that is to zip it. And another thing is trust. When you violate trust, then you have violated everything. A friend tells you something, and you spread it all over the neighborhood. It could be personal, but you could be getting, well, it could be getting back to the enemy. If they have enemies, that is, and it comes back to that person, guess what? You violated trust, but you still were skin and grin in their faces. I'm so sorry. It is hot, and I'm sure more of you are doing this. I am drinking Gatorade, not Gator beer, Gator liquor. It's Gatorade. Okay. So I say excuse me on that. So let's get into our show. I would love to go into workers' woes first. Let's go into workers' woes. Whoa. Couples, if you come to us and you're coming along, say the man comes along, don't go back and add to what the worker said and start a big mess. See, all of this is in your mind to start with. You just wanted an excuse to go back and argue. And the majority of you are woman be. So, everybody, you got the picture of that. Okay, when you make appointments to see us. Now, we do our work differently. Some people charge for reading, some don't. I don't charge for reading. All there is they're coming. Everything has been told and discussed. Then they're coming to do their work. But don't lie. What I hate more in this world is a liar and a thief. Don't tell it a lie and get someone because you don't have anything or car to bring you because you're getting the information and you lie to the worker and tell the worker you come to get work done. No, we see right through you. We see through the city slicker. Most of you boast and brag about your street savvy, your street smart. Well, don't you think the worker got street smart and street savvy? not only that gift, we can see right through you. So don't do that. Don't heal. Don't do that ever again. And before you go anywhere out of your home, take a bath. We don't want to smell it. See, that brings bad spirits on you too. If you don't bathe, if you don't take a wash up bath, however you do it, you have bad spirits on you. We put our lives in danger for all of our people. People complain they got to go through this and they got to go through that. Okay, but you don't know what we have to do on this end. And the ones that follow up what we tell them to do, they always come on top. I know when you have done what I have told you to do because you're getting results and you're happy. I know when you haven't because you complain. This is going on and that's going on. So, that's with that. Don't come to us with your woulda, coulda, shoulda when we have warned you 6 months before to a year. Don't do that. That's a piss off. Now, I'm going to put it on me because I am a worker. Yes, I love working with people. I've been in this for many years, and I have met people from all walks of life. But nowadays, everybody is out for freebies, and there are no freebies in this world. Even air, you're paying for air. All of you sitting in the cool right now, you're paying to get the cool air in your home. You're paying when you punch your car and go up or down the street. Now let's go to the enemy of the client. You know, just because something happened years ago don't mean that nothing is going to happen to you. Let's say you did something real bad. That person has been gunning for you. And gunning for you and gunning for you. And the first break they get, they're going to get you. But when it all goes down, don't even sit there and say, I haven't done anything to anyone. Yes, yes. Now, I'm going to go to something else. Beating around the bush. Throwing kicks will get you hurt, too, in this line of work. You know, I've seen some silly stuff within the last month online. And I know that all of these people were throwing off on somebody else because I saw their argument. If you have something to say to someone, say it. Call them. Write them. Email them. But don't keep throwing hits. Putting little pictures up online or little sayings by somebody else. Don't do that. Now, we're going to go more into real talk. You know, I must have stepped on some toes, because I have two that have hung up. Well, glory, hallelujah to you. I step on your toes. Good. The show wasn't meant to step on your toes. You must have been guilty. We have a 919-734. We have a 919-394. We have a 919-735. And all of them got upset and clicked up. Well, you must have been doing something you had no business doing. You know, to the one that keeps picking, picking and picking and picking, and doing what your favorite tell you to do, to innocent people, stupid, you're ignorant. That's your way to fight it. You sit there all day long instead of doing things for your kids, your family, whatever you have going on. And you just constantly watch, watch, and watch your neighbor. You don't cover your neighbor's house. You're not supposed to do that. Okay. Now that I've got that covered, we're going to move on into trying to hurt somebody else's children. You know, in my opinion, you can say and do what you want to me, but if you screw up my kid, then that's war. If you got something against an adult, you leave those innocent kids out of it. There's something else that has to be said. Now, to all of my people who, well, my clients, who have followed instructions and done everything that was asked of you to do, I congratulate you because you have seen more than your share of results, and you're going to keep seeing it. And I'm proud of you. See, this is the thing that makes me want to go on. I want to bring up a target tip of an apple because it is harmless. Well, I want to say all the way harmless. Red apple. If you put a little hole in that red apple and you put the name of your lover on it, cross for yours, roll it up, stick it back in the apple. There's other things you have to do with it, but that's what you roll it up and stick it back in that apple that sweetens the relationship. But the green apples, I would say the greenest gift, they have to be sour apples. If you put two people's names in that, there's going to be a breakup. So that two kinds of tips, but I want to tell you these apples have to be changed out when they start to go bad, especially the ones that sweeten the relationship. Now, the one to sour relationship, you have to, well, you don't have to throw it out like that. You can let that drop. Throw it far away from your home. So I have given out a conscious tip. Oh, poor things that hung up those three, they couldn't get their conscious tip. And I know that they need it. One don't even wash her ass for one day to the other. So she missed out on her conscious tip. Okay. Oh, I forgot. Happy Father's Day to all the men out there who are truly fathers and are in their children's lives. Being a father to the child, a man can make a baby, but it takes a real one to be a dad. So in other words, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you're only a sperm donor. Sperm donor number one, sperm donor number two, sperm donor number three, and on of more children. Some of you got so many children out there, you can count that as a baseball team, a football team. You can't keep the thing in your tank. But you know what responsibilities come when your children come in the world. And then some of you back away. But to the ones who do what they're supposed to do, oh, I congratulate you. Yes, I'm so happy for you. So you think about that, fathers. Now, let's talk about our group, our show, and everything about conjuration. Okay, there's no such thing as learning this type of work online. You can't learn it through a class. Sending in homework, you can't learn it. You can't learn it by listening to a CD or watching a DVD. No, it has to be in your bloodline. That has to be one of your gifts. And we all have many gifts. Some of us have more than 8 gifts that we deal with from day to day. Sometimes we hate to see some of the things that we see, but we have to go on and help our people. And to the workers, I know that I am. To all workers that may be listening in, please be straightforward and tell your client what you see. Tell your client everything. Just switch it around as if it was you. And say, what I want to know everything, I know the answer would be yes. You know, it's a small world out here. And our names get out there like wildfire. And the thing is to be your best. Do your best. And I congratulate the ones that have started with this work. No, it's not easy all the time. It's never easy. See, you're supposed to treat this like a baby. You feed that baby, you change that baby, you put the baby there for a nap, you rock the baby to sleep. That's the way our business runs. And that's why I always said that it really kicks me off when someone wastes my time. Don't waste my time. Wasting my time is, in case you want to know, making an appointment and no teaching. Walking a freebie, calling just to get more information. You think that you will feel better if you speak to me, and then you won't have to do any work. It doesn't work like that. And some of you make it bad for everybody else because we find ourselves changing our rules. Well, it would have worked with some of you. We won't do it yet because we have had some bad people to come through. Just like every other business, they change their rules. So, ruthless big ship. Bad apple. One bad apple. Well, oh, sorry, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. And if you get a case started, if it's a big one, you need to keep it going. We will not go into another client's supply to take care of your case because it's not fair to them. It's not fair when you waste our time because we could be sending to people that are truly ready and in need of help. I hope that this little information is not angering anyone. But I'm bringing it to you straight. I'm speaking to you straight. I'm not going to talk off the wall to you. I'm not going to tell you how the stars are aligned. I'm not going to tell you the position the moon is in. No. I'm speaking straight. This is how it is. Some cases require us not to shut our eyes from 3 to 12 nights, sometimes more. This line of work requires us to go out in danger to get things done for you. That's why some of us are in the process of turning back other people's work because they did not do what they were supposed to do. And to that man, they went to the worker's house, thought that he was going to get over,
He's already going through it. He should have won. They brought the worker up in there, argument, and home is twisting everything up. You're going through it even more than you were the other day, and I know it. And I know you listen. I'm sure that I'll get a call from you at the end of the show. But we have a lot to think about. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. This heat is the cause of many fights, many killings. I have heard of it. You know, the end is coming. There's so many strange things that's going on. The churches being crooked. We got famine in the earth. We have unusual earthquakes in places that we don't have. Odd storms. Even with the airplanes running head on into each other like frogs. Signs are all around you. And you should take heed to what is being said. Yes, I have to know all things. I'm explaining this to you. I have to know all things. I have to know it from voodoo to sacred. Because if my people are being taught for one thing, I have to do it even stronger. And as for luck, the whole nutmeg will bring you luck. What you do with it, and I know that they're hard to cut sometimes, but one nutmeg may have to be in the morning. You cut the nutmeg and it's in pieces. You roll it around your hand and you put it in your pocket. On the right, your front pocket or your back pocket. And it works within 2 to 3 days because you will find money, you will earn extra money, or you will win extra money. I had to tell you that kind of tip. It's old. It's a very old tip from the 1700s. And there are 6 nutmegs with mercury in it. But mercury is very dangerous to work with. Mercury can cause joint problems. Mercury can land you in the hospital. So all of you that are not experienced in this, you're just dabbling. Think about what you're doing before you do it. Because that's what this show is for. To tell you what will harm you and the things that will help you. I don't want anyone going out and doing something that will harm them. Well, people, surprise, surprise. You got 2 times a tip. So I hope you wrote that down because I'm not to see you. You can replay this show afterwards to get that. And anybody that has any questions, you know how to get in contact with me. I'm going to say it and say it too. 252-213-3211. That is done. Okay. Now, as for our couple, no, I'm not going into that. I'm going into wicked parents. You know, parents, you have the audacity and judge your child. You have the audacity to be jealous of your child. You have the audacity to sit and run your mouth about your child and don't know what a blessing you have. Especially a child that's in this line of work. Especially a child who's doing good in school. Especially a child that has went on and became a doctor or a lawyer. You don't know what a blessing that is. That child should have been on the street. That child should have been in a gang. That child should have done a lot of things. On drugs, crack, cocaine, you name it. This is what I'm going to say. You know, you need to make peace with your children if you have done something that wasn't right. this is on my heart this evening. If you have done something to your child that was evil, it wasn't right through you, you need to ask for forgiveness. See, some of you fear that your child needs to ask for forgiveness. Well, forgiveness for what? All your child ever done was to try to please you, and you just didn't see it. You push your child away, and you run around telling everybody that your child hates you. You can make your child hate you. Oh, and those grown-up kids, they'll hate you because they think about what you did and think about what you're doing now. So think about that. A person can easily push another person away. Just keep on doing the bad, evil things that you're doing. There's some children out here that's been molested. There's some children out here that's been abused emotionally and physically. And still do it to be something, to be successful, and still have a good life. And you sit back and frown on it. You know, children never forget. Again, life is too short. Make things up with your child before it's too late. Make it up. And that's what the children do. If you have done things to your parents, make up with your parents before it's too late. You're going to wish you had that mother, that grandma, that father, that aunt. You're going to wish you had. You're going to wish you could hear their voice. Okay, I've spoken about media shower, but there's an astral storm that's coming. I think I mentioned that last week about the astral. Well, that's a good time to do work. And for us that have visions, that's the strongest time of them all to have visions. And for the Lord to just start his work, please don't be afraid of your vision, because at this time, you're going to see a lot. Everyone that you serve, you're going to see a lot about them. You're going to see things about the people that you haven't even served yet. When you go out of trouble, you're going to hear things and see things. And I think it's wonderful, but some people feel that it's scary. So, what I'm saying here is don't be afraid of your gift if you have one. You're just starting. You're going to see down the line in the years that you may have one or two other gifts. So don't quit. Don't quit if you have a client that's not doing what you're telling them to do. Don't quit if you get a client that's on a client. You have a mouth. You can speak, put it on. So, you know, this is the conclusion of this show today. I just wanted to speak with you to give you a few kinds of tips. I will start taking more calls next week because I know that there's a lot of questions out there. To my beautiful, beautiful family that was so successful with two high school graduates in the household, I love you. I love you so much. And congratulations, Mom. I love you too because you worked so hard. You worked so hard for all of us. And to my people out here, I love you. Until next week, goodbye.